Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio and with us, as she is every week, from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, the director, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
And it's cold out there, by the way. So you were talking about driving. Got to get back to Independence. Driving on fumes, basically. That's because you're wanting to fill up at the station in Independence because they are doing what's called spirit pumps.
That's right. That's right. So yes, I will be driving on fumes back to Independence so I can pull into Mikey's convenience store to the special spirit pump and fill up my car. From now until the end of January, January 31st, with every purchase of the Cenex gasoline at the Spirit Pump, they will be donating 3 cents to our local schools. And so that money will go into our schools to help all of our youth, and money well spent. And you have to put gas in your car anyway, so what better way to do that than to support our youth by using the spirit pumps at Mikey's.
That's right. Fill up your car, but you're also donating money to the independent schools as well. So that's a great thing that they are doing over there. Now, today it looks like you guys, there's just a lot of stuff going on today. Let's start it off with the Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting at the Church of God.
That's right. And I say that because everyone is welcome to all of our ribbon cuttings. You don't need to be a chamber member. If you see this on our Facebook page, you are welcome to come and be a part of a ribbon cutting celebration welcoming these businesses as part of the chamber membership. But more than that, they are part of the community. They're joining the chamber so that they can be involved and be present and network and work to accomplish whatever their mission might be. So for today, we are celebrating the Independence Church of God. They're at 202 South 10th Street, and the easiest way to find them is to go right behind Walgreens. It's just south of Walgreens. That's the location of that church. And we welcome them to the chamber. Their ribbon cutting will be this morning at 11 o'clock. And again, everyone is welcome.
And somebody like me, who really still doesn't know a lot about the area, even I know where that is. So
that's right.
It's pretty easy to find right there. Like you said, it's behind the Walgreens. Coming up, I mean, also today, the weekly community recycling collection.
That's right. So as always, we talk about recycling every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple. It's available for everyone to use to drop off their recycling, but they are also accepting trash and debris and appliances, furniture, and other bulky items. Anything that you need to get rid of, pretty much the Sanitation Yard will take. And that's a huge gift that our city gives to all of us as community members as a way of helping to keep our property cleaned up and beautified in the, you know, in the city. And so we do that every Tuesday from 11 to 1, and then we will also do it on the first Saturday of the month from 8 to noon. You can do the same thing. And I just recently heard when I was out there that they purchased some balers, some cardboard balers, and so that is exciting news that the city's moving forward on recycling efforts and equipment that will help them be more efficient in their recycling efforts in our communities.
Absolutely. Now, if you could just do me a favor, real quick, turn that mic a little closer to you because you were sounding a little
okay.
Hollow. There you go. You were sounding a little hollow there. Let's make sure the quality sounds a little bit better. Tonight also at the Independence Public Library, it is Ladies Night Out. So
that's right. So they have Ladies Night at the Public Library on the third Tuesday of every month. So that would be this evening at 6 o'clock. And I wanted to give the library a shout out because they do a tremendous amount of programming. In fact, I'm going to be talking about some other programming on the 19th that they do. But they have Ladies Night Out. It's just an opportunity for women to get together and do crafts and food and have wine and just chat and enjoy the evening together. There is a $5 cover charge, but that's just to cover the cost of materials. And when you want to attend Ladies Night, you just call and reserve your spot at 331-3030. And be a part of that. You know, it's awesome. What a wonderful way to get out. It's been cold and everybody's been in their, you know, hold up staying cozy, but put on the coat and get out and be around some other ladies and enjoy Ladies Night at the library.
Get over the cabin fever. That's a good way to do it. Head out for Ladies Night at the Independence Public Library. Also tonight, Mosaics will be having, well, it's Mosaics, Eclectics, Arts, and Gifts holding this event.
That's right. So as I mentioned last week, Eclectics, Art, and Gifts, is they're actually closing their brick-and-mortar store at 311 North Penn Avenue, but they will still be alive and well and doing business online, and you can check out all of the artisans and everything that they have to offer by checking out their website. But until the end of the month, they are still offering their classes. They have some awesome classes, and as you just mentioned, they will be having a mosaics and a stained glass workshop. That there's one tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. You can check out everything that they have to offer on their Facebook page. We hate to see them leave our downtown, but we understand all the reasons why, and we encourage everyone to continue to support these artisans when they put all of their crafts online for us to enjoy.
So, like you said, they will be vacating their brick and mortar, but they'll still be in business just online only. So sometimes it's hard to remember if somebody's online, but just write it down somewhere.
That's right.
That way you can remember that they're still online. That way you can still purchase from locally owned companies. Also tonight, the Independence High School Choir Concert.
That's right. So last night the band performed at IHS, and tonight will be the choir concert. So it's the Independence High School Choir Concert in the IHS Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock. They always put on a great Christmas program. Incredibly talented youth at our high school. So enjoy that on the 17th. And then I will go ahead and plug that there will be on the 19th, just a couple days away, the Independence High School Orchestra Winter Concert at the Performing Arts Center as well at 7. So Tuesday, Thursday, big nights at the high school at 7 o'clock, and enjoy some music.
And last night was the band concert, so it's just been kind of a week of just music this week in Independence. Everybody having concerts, the band, the choir, and now the orchestra. So a lot of and there's a lot of talented individuals in those programs. Definitely loved those. On the 19th, the Independence Library back at it again with Senior Day at the library.
That's right. And as I mentioned, the program for Ladies Night and all the great programming that they have at the library. I alluded to this. So this Thursday is Senior Day at the library. It's always the third Thursday. So mark that on your calendar. It's a day full of events from 10 to 7. They have things for all seniors. And again, if you're wanting information about that, call the library at 331-3030. This particular Senior Day event is completely free. I mean, they have donuts, they have books, book discussions, they have crafts, they have just things for people who want to get deeply involved, things for people who just want to come and visit with others. Our library is not the quiet library that you would think we think of when we think of libraries. When you walk into the Independence Public Library, there is definitely a buzz of activity. And so there are certain areas that are kept quiet, but there are other areas where they encourage engagement through conversation and activities. And Senior Day at the library is one of those. So be a part of that if you are someone that would benefit from the socialization, the networking, just being around other seniors and meeting new people and making new friends. It's always the third Thursday from 10 to 7 at our amazing library.
And this is something that Brandon will probably do since he says he waits till the last second to go shopping. The Independence Main Street's Moonlight Shopping.
That's right. So that's this Thursday for everyone who has procrastinated, and there's still time for all the guys to get out and get their last minute gifts for that special someone on their list. And this is the last event that Main Street will be hosting for 2019. I'm going to have a hard time saying 2020.
Yeah.
For 2019.
Well, just think of the TV show.
I know. It's from 5 to 8 this Thursday. The first 50 shoppers that visit Messenger Furniture in downtown Independence are going to receive an engraved Pilsner glass. I saw one of them at the meeting yesterday. They're really, really cool. So we encourage everyone to get downtown, men or women, be a part of the Moonlight Shopping. Get your last-minute gifts, stocking stuffers. Lots of things are available in our downtown. You know, it's probably too late to get anything online. You shouldn't have bought anything online anyway.
Right.
Shop local. Well, you can. I did buy some things, but they were things I couldn't get in Independence. So I support online shopping when necessary.
Right.
But Moonlight Shopping this Thursday, 5 to 8. Just it's going to be a nice, cool evening. Just put on the coat, the gloves, the scarf. Get out and enjoy the brisk air, because quite frankly, I was listening to the news today, and I think it's going to be really warm on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I know.
It's going to be like 57 for a high on Christmas Day.
Yeah, which will be great because kids can get outside and play with all their new toys. But if you want to feel that Christmas season and that Christmas crispness in the air, then get out this Thursday for Moonlight Shopping.
Absolutely. Also on the 19th, this has been rescheduled due to the holiday, the Independence City Commission.
Right. So this Independence City Commission always meets on the second and the fourth Thursdays of the month. It's a great way to stay involved, stay in tune with what's happening in our community. But I wanted to let everyone know that because of the holidays next week, they've moved it up a week. So it will be this Thursday, as always, at 5:30 in the Veterans Room. Everyone is welcome to attend.
And you already mentioned the Independence High School Orchestra Winter Concert. But then on the 21st, it's going to be Miss Abel's birthday party.
That's right. So, you know, there's lots of things to do, and this weekend is no exception. So mark this on your calendar. The Independence Historical Museum at 123 North 8th Street will be hosting Miss Abel's birthday party from 1 to 3. And local author Kim McGrath, who wrote Miss Abel, A Fable About Miss Abel. She is actually a first grade teacher at Eisenhower, and she is an author, and she's written, I believe this is her third book. It's all about Miss Abel. And so she's going to be there to sign books. So that would be a cool Christmas gift.
That is really cool.
Absolutely. So be a part of Miss Abel's birthday party. They'll have cookies and punch. It's completely free, again, this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the museum.
Yeah, try to say that three times fast. Fables by Miss Abel.
Yeah.
Try to say that three times fast. I know this one isn't marked on, but you know the kids are excited about this one. School closing for winter break on the 23rd through January 3rd. So you know the kids are excited about that.
That's right. And I wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, a Happy New Year. Just enjoy the time together with your family and your friends, and hope everyone stays safe.
Absolutely. You will not be in next week, I do believe, Sup, because obviously Christmas, and we actually have no interviews scheduled that day. So, again, since I won't see you again before Christmas, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, Lisa.
Thank you. I'll be back on, what's that, New Year's Eve, I think.
There we go. The party day. what day is it? Is Eve the party, and then New Year's is just the recovery day?
Possibly.
So everybody parties on the eve, so... okay, but again, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the kids in from Holy Name Christian School. They'll be doing their announcements for this week. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Morning clouds with patchy fog, then clouds clearing with sunshine at midday.